concluding part of the message we started 2 weeks ago. Today is the third week. So, and it's been titled Jesus' Command to Love. Jesus' Command to Love. Jesus commanded all of us. And it's also a command by God that we should love. And we'll begin to explain this issue of love, or how to love, and you know what to do, and all those things attached to love. It's very essential that we love one another. There is nothing we can achieve, there is nothing we can do and succeed when we leave love away from all the plans to do that particular thing. We all know that God is love, right? And love is God. I want to tell you, there is no family that can succeed when there is no love. It's going to be hard. If you marry a woman or you marry a man and there is no love in your means, take this. It's not a prophecy. It's Titanic. You're going to have a problem. And so that is why you have to be sure. For those of you that are youth, before you say, "I do," to somebody, ensure that you love this person. Because when other things fail, when everything fails, love will stand. Amen. When that woman becomes so old and wrinkles all over the place, put on weight and all those things, panabiting here, panabiting there, and then you look at that woman and she doesn't look like she was when you met her and you were writing that love letter. But if you love her, her beauty will not at any moment depreciate. There's no diminishing returns when love prevails. No diminishing returns. And that man, you know, when you met him, very handsome man, now he's old. Maybe he's even leaping. Yeah. Listen very carefully. If love is there, whatever is the situation, even if that man has lost his hand or one leg, one eye, if love is there, listen, there is no diminishing returns. So it's essential that we should love. As a community, if we want to succeed, we must love. And love is sacrifice. You got to sacrifice your time. You have to be committed. You have to work so hard. You have to maintain that relationship based on love. Love is so important. Do you know that? Listen, it's easy. It's easy. If you want to succeed, husband and wife, embrace love. You will succeed. You will succeed. There is no hide and seek. You are down to heart. You are open to each other. You will succeed. If you allow love in your family, you will succeed. Because where there is love, there is communication. Where there is love, there is understanding. Where there is love, there is sacrifice. Where there is love, there is commitment. Where there is love, we both work hard on that relationship. Love is essential. Love does not lie. Do you know that the problem Jesus had with people while he was here was just for the fact that he loved the people, and Jesus still loves. Amen. He loves the people. Each time he's going to talk to them from love. Do you know, love is telling somebody what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Do you get what I'm talking now? Love is, on this altar, I love all of you. The last thing I'm going to do is to lie to you. That is the last thing I'm going to do. It could be very tough. It could be very hard. You could run away from me. But love is telling you what you need, not necessarily what you want to hear. And some of us, you just want the preacher to tell you what you want to hear. And as soon as the preacher is telling you what you need to hear, you check out of the church. Love is telling you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. One time Jesus began to talk to the people. They came in their numbers and seeking bread and fish and miracles and seeking all those things. And Jesus began to tell them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. What happened to them? They were leaving one after the other. One after the other. They say, this is hard. Who can take this? This man is too much. What is he telling us? The Sadducees and Pharisees, most time, we need Jesus to tell them what they want to hear, what they need, not what they need to hear. But Jesus Christ said, my meat is to do the will of my Father. And we continue to tell them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. And they said, we're going to get this man one day. The high priest, people in the synagogue, Jesus will teach them. Look at the place we just read for the Bible reading. I have it written down here. I don't want to open. Matthew chapter 5 from verse 43. Look at this. This is not what a natural man wants to hear. Hello? A natural man cannot take this. Ye have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. A natural man can never take this. It will take the grace of God for you to love your enemy. Take that from me. This is not what they want to hear, but Jesus told them what they need to hear. For any preacher who will get into the kingdom of God, for any of us who is going to succeed in any relationship, for any church who is going to make it or prevail, we must all the time tell each other what we need to hear, not what we want to hear. Tell your wife what she needs to hear, not what she wants to hear. Tell your husband what she needs to hear, not what she wants to hear. Tell your children what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. They may hate you now, but love will eventually prevail. Take it anywhere. You get money for it. Anything else can fail, but love will stand. Listen, every gift could fail. Every talent could go. Anything. Look at what Paul said in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Open with me into 1 Corinthians, the one we read last week. You give it to me. What chapter? Thank you. It's a popular place. If you don't know this place, I don't know what you know about love. He said, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profited me nothing. Do I give everything to the 80 people because of the earthquake? And I have no love. And I have no God. I am nothing. If I'm doing it for political reasons, I'm doing it for religious purpose, and I don't have love, I don't have charity, I don't love those people, I just want to give it to them. I have to give it to them so that the world can see. I am nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. doeth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Some of us, we say we love, but we can easily, they can easily provoke you. Check it out. There is no love in that. Puffed off. Some of us, we are so proud. I don't know. We said we are the children of our Father which art in heaven. Look at what he said here. That place we just read, that Matthew chapter 5. That if we do all these things, we said, verse 45, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. If you want to be, listen, by their fruit we know them. Let's stop all this talking, I'm a Christian. Do it. Do it. Act. Stop talking. Don't need to tell me. You do it. Some of us, it's difficult for us to even relate together. If you are in the church, you cannot relate together. Jesus said, if you love only those who love you, publican, the outlaw on the street, sinners, they do the same thing. What is the difference in you? The difference should be clear. There's a pub we used to drink back home. I think either 7-Up. What is their common say? You should be clear. I don't need to get a telescope or something to magnify and see. Let me see very well if you're a Christian. Anywhere you take a pig is always a pig. Listen to me. If you get e-goat anywhere, it's always e-goat. You don't need to pray. Demonstrate to us. Except if he's sick. If he's not sick, you put a sheep here. You put a goat here. A goat is a goat. Those goats in the village, they eat your food. You kick them. Some of them will be eating. You'll be kicking them. You'll be kicking them. They go. After a while, they come back. That is a characteristic of that particular animal. If we are the children of our Father who art in heaven, then we must love. And you must take this message from me. It's a new year. It's a new day. Let's love. You can do it. Look, if you have all the gifts, you speak in tongues, you do all those things will fail. Let's keep reading. Verse 5. Charity does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Some of us, it is when somebody falls, that's when we have been very happy. And we take our phone. Did you know what happened to Allah there? You know what happened to your friend? And I said, ow. I told her, she went and she lived. Some people, they like to carry evil report more than good report. They are so happy. They will be happy when somebody is falling. That's when they will be happy. That is not charity. That is not love. Hello? We should share together when we rejoice together. When something happens to anybody that is not something, maybe somebody is in sin and somebody committed a serious sin, we should be very, sorrowful for that person and pray that God will restore that person back. We should not rejoice that that person is falling away from the truth. Charity. The word of God is perfect. He does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. You should be happy that I'm telling you this. Amen? You should be happy that you are hearing this truth. You should rejoice. If you love, if you don't remember anything in this series, you must remember, love is telling you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear. At a particular time, you could think that is what is necessary. But by and by, you will see that it may not be. And so when somebody is telling you the truth, take it. Do not be deceived. Some people, when you tell them this thing they need to hear, that is when they will leave you sorrowful and they may not even call you back. You know, we have some of our friends like that, right? When you are deceiving them, they will be laughing with you. They will be very happy. Tell me more. Tell me more. Tell me more. And that person is deceiving you. But immediately you tell that person the right thing to do, he's not going to call you back. Some people know who to call for some things. Some people know when you call them what they're going to hear from you. So they know everybody. So for this particular thing, call this person. For this particular thing, call this person. Always stand on the truth, because truth will prevail at the end. Lies can go for years. It can go for years. But one day, the light of the truth will shine, and darkness must not stand. Show me one darkness in this place. Show me one darkness. Show me a darkness here. Where there is light, there's no darkness. But where, if there's a darkness, and you just bring a small light in that darkness, you will see that this is light. Amen. Truth must always prevail. Keep on telling somebody the best, and that is the truth. Charity bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Charity never fails. But whether it be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. I want to jump. Verse 13. And now abides faith, hope, charity. Faith is, you can write, you cannot finish writing, explaining about faith. It's important. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is important. Hope, keep hope alive. If there's anyone without any hope, it's serious. The Bible says, if our hope is only in this world alone, of all men, we are what? Hope is so important. Faith, very important. Hope is so essential. But look at it, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is what? Charity, love, is the greatest of it all. So important, brethren. It's very, very important. Let us love each other. Amen? Husband, love your wife. Love your wife. Wife, love your husband. Children, love your parents. Members of this church, let us love each other. Let's work together. Let's work in unity. There can be no unity without love. Let's endure together. Love is not when it is sweet and we stay together. When there is a challenge, husband and wife, stay together. Amen. Glue yourself together. In plenty or in scarcity. Look at all the characteristics of charity here. Love. There is no sky without cloud. You look up. You're going to see cloud. You're going to see a certain bucket of water here, cloud here, dark here, light here, shine here. And that is how life is all. That life, there will be bumps on the road. There will be bend on the road. There will be time of sickness. There will be time of joy. There will be some times of challenges. Don't let us run away from each other when there are challenges. Let's be together. In love, there will be no Sambalat. There will be no Tobias. As people are working out together, let us build together. When we are talking of the backing lot, from love, put it at the back of your mind. Even if you don't have money, have the desire that it must be done. When they announce, hey, parking lot, there is no love. If after the announcement you leave here, you call somebody and say, they've come again, my tax return, my tax what? I have budget for that. What are they telling me? Oh, they want to control my purse again. You want to stay? You want to stay? I'm going home. Where is love in that? Even if you don't want to pay, let it be in your mind. Don't discourage somebody. If you read history, discouragers will never win. Go through the history. Those who discourage, they will never win. Because at the end of the day, it will be done. Do you listen? Even in the spiritual realm, Jesus said, I will build my church. No gate of hell. We prevail against the church. The church must be built. Because Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Are you listening to me now? As husband is the head of the family, and let me give you this joke. The wife is the neck. So, anywhere the neck wants the head to go. Women, have mercy on us. We are the head. But you get the control. Let it be well for us. Amen? Help us, and God will help you. Hey, let me tell you something very carefully. If you allow love to stay in your house, if you allow love to stay in you, it means that you have invited God in your house, and victory is sure when God is there. Whatever you are facing in the family, whatever you are facing in the society, in the church, in a unit, in a cell, as long as love is there, love will always prevail. Faith may fail. Charity, hope may not be able to do it all, but above all, charity will prevail. Charity, love will. Do you know that there have been instances? I have seen cases whereby I have so many Bible verses. I don't think I should do that today, right? I don't think I should do that today because of time. But this one I'm saying, if you can just get it, is the summary of it all. God desires, and Jesus desires that we should love one another. Because if we love one another, nothing will be able to separate us. Nothing. No one. There will be no Sambalat. There will be no Tobias. There will be no Ahithophel that will be able to separate us if we can genuinely love one another. Genuinely love God's kind of love. Not love when it is sweet. And when there is a little bit of cloud, we run away. That is not love. Any wife that loves a husband only when it is sweet, it's not a good wife. Don't tell me that. If you have to love when the man is giving you money, the man is taking you to more, that is when you love him. You come back home, you are very happy. You call the children, open the trunk. Open. Oh, God help us. Materialistic love. Those things that we are opening the trunk for, we fail one day. There are some suit I cannot put on. If I put it on, you say, what happened to Pastor today? I'm telling you the truth. But in those days, those are the suits I will put on to go for interview. I will be so happy. But if I put those kind of suit on today, I walk into the altar, you could say, you call men, can't you raise some money and change the wardrobe of your pastor? Because they were good at that time, but today, when I was sitting, we were cleaning our wardrobe. We saw native something we brought from home. When they were raining that time, if you don't have that time, when they are raining, I forgot their names. There are many, many names like that. When you see all those things, if you don't put them on that time, they look at, are you not working? Want to do it? People, they put them on. But I saw them. And what even pained me was that some of them, I used Baba the guy for them, and we do expensive work on it. You know, like, we have all this expensive work. The works are this very good, but you can't put that on now. So where are you going to base your love on material things? Even if it is vehicle. In fact, they changed 2011, very soon before summer. New models will be coming out. New models. This under pilot. Visit the new one. They change the nose, change this, change that. And when you park your own near the new people, you wonder, well, they change everything. But at that time when they released that model, I just bought, what is the year? IO is 1999. They just came out. But now it's old. So you cannot base love on material things. Hello, somebody. Because it's not going to stand. It will fail. Let's base love on God. Because God cannot fail. Let's love each other. Hello. And we'll be successful. I have seen families. Very recently we were just talking about a family. This woman sacrificed because of the love she has for her children. She left her job, resigned, and stayed with these children where they were. And the man was working, providing money. They were praying to God if they can make it. They just called us, last week, and they told us the story that they got what they were looking for, at least to a certain level. And we said, sacrifice, hard work, and commitment. We always go around. Because in love, you get these three things. Sacrifice. There are women that are suffering in their husband's house, for because of the love they have for their children, they stay put. They will say, sometimes they call their children. I've heard, it's because of you I'm seeing this place. I'm suffering because of you. I don't want to go, and then they will scatter you. That's why I'm here. They will be telling their children like that. Some will leave the lucrative job they are doing and change the location because of the love they have for their wives. And that's why I thank God for my wife. When I came in here and she has to come here, she left a good job she was having back home in Nigeria. She left that job, resigned, and stayed with me. One man came one day and was asking, what about your children? And I know they had discussed this together somewhere, and the man was just the one that can talk. We heard that you are not going to go back to Nigeria now. And my wife said, I met him before I met the children. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. That God will take care of that aspect. And then we were praying, and God was so good, God brought the children and everything together. But some people will say, hey, if only you can be sending money home. Some is money. Money, that is it. You will spend it. And money is liquid. In fact, money is not money when you keep it in a bank and you leave it there. As we're keeping it in a bank, some people are trading with that money because money must be liquid. It must flow. So if you love money and you continue to gather all this together, you fail to love, and true love give right foundation for your children. True love give right what? For them. Because when the money will fail, when all those things will fail, that love that help you to sacrifice, to be committed to them, that help you to give all that you can give, and that help you to work very hard for them, at the end, that love will what? Prevail. And sometimes we pass through some rough roads. Sometimes we pass through tempests. Sometimes we go through some things we should not go through. But just for the sake of love, we go through. We've read so many stories. Listen, those stories we normally read on love, they seem to be good stories, right? But you cannot compare that to what God is saying here. We've had Romeo and Juliet, right? That kind of love, Valentine. By February 14, people will be saying, am I right? Valentine. Yeah. I love you. Now, that is not the kind of love I'm talking here now. Because that kind of love, you can say again, I don't love you. Haven't you seen people, they say they love each other just this week? Hello? Maybe next week, another one comes. I'm thinking about you. Leave me alone. Let me think about it. Let me sleep over it. I don't think I love you very well now. That is not the kind of love we are talking, because that kind of love is failing. And love does not fail, because God will never fail. From everlasting to everlasting, Jesus will never fail. So if you take this kind of love we are talking about, children, it will stand the test of time. I say we have to close here. We have to conclude this message. Everything could fail, but love is not going to fail. This is a command from God. It's not something you can say, I don't want to do. If you're a Christian, you have to do it. You have to do it. Please, read with me. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Mark 12, verse 30. And somebody open to Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. Go ahead.
And the second like it is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is no other commandment greater than this.
Yeah. It's a commandment. We have to love. We have to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. You have to love your neighbor like yourself. It's a commandment. It's not something I can say, I don't want to do it. Yes. Matthew 10, 37. Thank you. That is there. So you can see how Jesus was commanding. This is a commandment. It's not something we have option. It's not optional. If you are a Christian, you have to love. Hello? So think about it now. Do you want to follow Jesus Christ? You must take your cross. This is one of those cross you have to... Sometimes it's hard to do it. If you begin to read the Jesus Sermon on the Mount, you're going to see how Jesus put all these things together. And he concluded, he knows that not everybody will take it. But I know you'll be one of those that will take it in Jesus' name. You will be what? Look at what he said when he was concluding the Sermon on the Mount. Verse 21 of Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever hears this saying of mine, and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears this saying of mine, and does them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Those who fail to do what we are saying now, those who fail to love, are those that will not enter the kingdom of God. They are the foolish ones that build their house upon the sound. But the wise one will be those ones that listen now and they will do what they have had today. They are the wise ones that will build their house upon the rock. And when the wind will blow, wind of life, it will stand. Let us love one another. If we want to make it this year, write it down. If we exclude love, we cannot get anywhere. If we exclude love, we cannot get anywhere. And the Bible clarifies this. You have to love everybody. Even those that hate you, you must love them. When you are doing something, we want to see everybody. Know that. Who is doing it? I don't know that person. No. Our friend is doing something on Sunday. You must be there. Our friend. He's our friend. We don't see you there, we will quarrel with you. He's our friend. He's doing something. Who is doing today? I don't know that person. Even myself, I don't know. The person did not come when I was doing my own. So are you going to go there? I'm not sure. Because I don't know. That is not what? It is not love. It can be love in your own purse. It's what they call folio love. You give to me, I give to you. This Christmas, what did he give to you? He bought me a card. I'm going to buy him a card. I'm going to buy his card he gave me. I'm going to buy him a card. This person bought me shoes. I'm going to buy, if I can't buy two, I will at least buy one. That is what they call love of give and take. It's not God's love. It's not agape. Hello? The Greek word for the love we are talking, that I'm talking here now, is agape. It's not a love like, I will call you, I'm going to the mall today. Oh, what do you want to buy? They used to do that in the office. They say, I'm going down. Do you need any pap? If you say yes, they will get money from you to go and buy that pap. It's not like, I'm going out. I used to ask, why are they asking? They are going out. What do you need? Look, listen, I got one experience. The first time somebody was being sent out, my first experience when I came here, somebody was being sent out. I always take my food to the office. This day they said, somebody is going to be sent out of the office. Don't bring your food. We are going for lunch. And I thought, and the person who told me was my supervisor. I thought it was back home. Free lunch. I didn't bring my food. I was an intern. That was one of my first jobs. I was an intern. I didn't bring my food. They said, let's go. We all went there. They said, we all sit down. We all sat down. They said, buffet, go eat. We're all eating. Nobody was talking. We're all eating. Nobody was talking. I was eating. Then when they finished eating, the supervisor stood up and said, the lunch is so. That the person who is going to be sent out, that is not going to pay, that we are all going to share his own. And the lady calculated, she said, everybody says, I can't talk. The man, this love of give and take, it will give you, put pressure on you. Hello? It will only put pressure on you because it's going to fail one day. The person will not buy you what you like. They say, why did you buy me this? This when I was going to the mall. The one I bought for you was better than this. It's going to fail because it's not agape. That love we're talking about is one clear cut. Your heart is clean. Even when there's a mistake there, it was not deliberate. It was not like looking for when he bought me clothes. It was fake one he bought for me. Now I'm driving to Nigeria. I can't buy this one. This I'm going to buy fake also. That is the love we're talking about. It's going to fail. So the man who sat near me was an intern like me and was also a foreigner with an accent. I don't know, maybe they have the same culture. And I quickly thought, I didn't come with money. So borrow me money. I can't announce all of them. I will give it back to you tomorrow. And the man understood immediately. He understood because he was also a foreigner. The man borrowed me money. I put the money down. Listen to me. I was an intern. That time, I was managing. I will never, at that time, never go to that place to go and eat. Honestly speaking, because I was in the school, I have to send money home for my children. I have to pay rent here. My wife cannot work. I won't go to that kind of place and sit down and eat all you can. And then at the end of the day, put down $15. When at that time I just came in, I'll be calculating 15 times 100 will give you 1,000 naira and this. And then I will sit down there, I will be eating. When you first came into the country, you'll be calculating. $5 multiplied by... this one is split in Nigeria. No. We'll be calculating. Those were the days I'm talking to you about. Love is perfect. It's from love. From love is what? The one I'm talking is agape. It's not do this for me, I do this for you, and after you are regretting. Oh, no. Hey, but he did it for you the other time. We'll be regretting. God is not agape love. And we cannot do that kind of love in the church. You have to love everybody. Hello? Jesus said, you have heard, it's been said, love your, hate your enemy, love those that, he said, I'm telling you, love your enemy. You know, pray for those who hate you. You can't take that. A natural man is not going to take it. Take it from me. But it's going to take God in you. What's going to make you differ from people outside is Jesus Christ. Because if you only love those who love you, Jesus said you're going to be like a publican, a tax collector. Because at that time, the people that are real sinners are those tax collectors. Because they forcefully take money from people. He says it's going to be like them. There will be no difference between you and those people. Then where is your Christianity? If you turn it, if you do like that, then you turn the church to a club. It's no longer a church. Father, we bless you, worship you. Thank you for your love and your mercy. Thank you for the opportunity we have to come together as family. We ask, oh God, we cannot do it alone. You are the only one who can help us. Father, help us. Help us. We want agape love. We want to love each other. Father, as you are one with the Son, and you are one with the Holy Spirit, we want to be one. We want husbands to love their wives. We want wives to love their husbands. We want children to love their parents. We want parents to love their children. We want members of this church to love each other. That the efforts to do so, in the mighty name of Jesus, let love prevail. Let love excel. Let love stand. We talk of hope, we talk of faith, but we say the greatest of them all is charity. When we compare them together. And so, Father, help us, oh God, because you are love. If we can obey and do that which you ask us to do, we know, Lord, we will be one of those ones that you have said that will call unto you, Lord, Lord, that will enter your kingdom. Not those that will not enter your kingdom. We cannot just be calling you Lord, 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 and fail to do what you want us to do. We want to call you Lord, Lord, and obey you, and follow you, and do that which you want us to do. Help us to be obedient children. Because to obey is better than sacrifice and to hearken at the fat of lamb. Help us, Lord, to be obedient children. In the mighty name of Jesus. So that we can love. So that we can tell each other what we need to hear, not what we want to hear. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. I thought I would have stopped 1 o'clock, but this is okay, right? Giving me 30 minutes is not too much. Giving God 30 minutes is not too much. And the rest of the week is for you. And God will bless that time. In Jesus' name. Don't forget next week when you are coming, bring something for the 80 people from love, agape, amen, from your heart, bring it out.